السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، وأسعد الله أوقاتكم بكل خير. نحن في يوم السبت 17 من شهر ذي القعدة المحرم لسنة 40 و400 بعد الألف، الموافق 20 من الشهر السابع لسنة 19 و2000، وفي مركز أبي هريرة في تورنتو في كندا. وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، ويجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا يجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، اللهم آمين. ووصلنا إلى الحديث 72 من الأحاديث المختارة التي جمعها العلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي في كتابه جوامع الأخبار.
So we reached the hadith number 72 in the book The Comprehensive Reports by the Sheikh As-Sa'di rahimahullah.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad amma ba'd. Fa'an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal.
From Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu who said,
qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر.
He will not enter paradise, the one who has in his heart an atom's weight of arrogance.
فقال رجل,
a man said,
إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنة.
Surely the man, he loves for his garment, his clothes to be nice and his shoes to be nice.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
إن الله جميل يحب الجمال.
Surely Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty.
الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس, أي رد الحق واحتقار الناس.
Arrogance is to reject the truth and to look down upon the people.
رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه.
Narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih.
عبد الله بن مسعود بن غافل الهذلي أبو عبد الرحمن.
عبد الله بن مسعود, his nickname is أبو عبد الرحمن.
يعرف بابن أم عبد.
He is known for the title or the nickname ابن أم عبد, the son of أم عبد.
هاجر الهجرتين إلى الحبشة وإلى المدينة.
He migrated the two migrations to Abyssinia and to Medina.
أحد القراء المشهورين.
He is one of the memorizers and reciters of the Quran.
ومن المكثرين من الرواية عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he is from the companions who narrated a lot of ahadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
روى 800 حديثا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He narrated 800 حديث from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
توفي سنة 33 من الهجرة ودفن في البقيع.
He passed away the year 33 هجرة and he was buried in البقيع graveyard.
قال عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم,
he said, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said about him,
من أحب أن يقرأ القرآن غضاً كما أنزل,
whoever loves to recite the Quran as fresh as it was revealed,
فليقرأ على قراءة ابن أم عبد.
Then let him recite the way ابن أم عبد recites.
أما بالنسبة للحديث,
as for this hadith,
فإن الله تبارك وتعالى أخبر أن النار مثوى المتكبرين.
Allah عز وجل informed that the fire is the abode of the arrogant people.
وهي أول معصية عصي الله بها.
Arrogance is the first disobedience that Allah عز وجل was disobeyed with.
إذ أخبر الله تبارك وتعالى عن إبليس عليه لعنة الله.
Allah عز وجل informed about Iblis, may Allah curse him.
فأبى واستكبر.
He refused and he was too proud or too arrogant.
وفي هذا الحديث,
and in this hadith,
أنه لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر.
And in this hadith that the one who has an atom's weight of arrogance, he will not enter paradise.
فدل على أن الكبر سبب من أسباب دخول النار.
This proves that arrogance is one of the reasons why people enter the fire.
ومانع من دخول الجنة.
And it is something that prevents one from entering paradise.
والكبر نوعان.
Arrogance is of two types.
الأول التكبر على الحق.
First, to be arrogant to towards the truth.
فكل من رد الحق فهو متكبر.
Everyone who rejects and refuses the truth, then he is arrogant.
إذ يجب على العباد أن يقبلوا الحق إذا ثبت عندهم.
For it is a must upon the servants of Allah that they accept the truth when it is affirmed for them that it is the truth.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
Allah تبارك وتعالى says.
إن الذين يجادلون في آيات الله.
Surely those who argue and dispute about the signs and the verses of Allah.
بغير سلطان أتاهم.
Without authority that was given to them.
إن في صدورهم إلا كبر ما هم ببالغه.
There is nothing in their chests but arrogance that they will never reach. They will never reach that high belief they think about themselves.
أما المتكبر عن الحق عن بعضه وليس عن كله.
As for the one who becomes arrogant towards the truth, part of it, not all of the truth, but part of it.
لهوى أو لغيره.
Because of a desire or other than that.
فهذا الكبر.
So this arrogance.
سبب لعقابه.
It is a cause leading to his punishment.
قل أو كثر ما في قلبه من الكبر.
Whether what is in the heart, in his heart, is little or a lot of the arrogance.
لكنه في النهاية ليس بكافر.
But in the end, he is not a disbeliever.
ولذلك أجمع أهل العلم.
This is why the people of knowledge unanimously agreed.
أنه لا يحل لأحد.
That it is not allowed for anyone.
أن يترك قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is not allowed for anyone to leave the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا صح عنده.
If it becomes authentic and clear to him.
لقول أي أحد كان.
He should not leave it for the statement of anyone, regardless who ever it may be.
فكل مسلم.
Every Muslim
يجب عليه أن يقدم قول الله جل وعلا.
He has to give precedence to the statement of Allah Ta'ala.
وأن يقدم قول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And give precedence to the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأن يقدم الاهتداء بهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And to give precedence to being guided according to the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
واتباعه ظاهرا وباطنا.
And to follow him عليه الصلاة والسلام outwardly and inwardly.
فإن وفق إلى ذلك
if he was facilitated to do that
فقد وفق إلى خير عظيم
then he has been facilitated to a great great goodness
فإذا كان هذا سعيه وهذه طريقته
if this was the way he conducts himself this was his way
فإن أخطأ بعد ذلك في مسألة أو أكثر
if he makes a mistake after that in one issue or two
فهو معذور عند الله
Then he is excused with Allah.
لأنه أراد الحق.
Because he wanted the truth.
كونه أصابه أو لم يصبه لا تؤثر كثيرا.
Whether he hit the truth, he was upon the truth or not, does not affect a lot.
ويدخل هذا ومثله تحت قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This person and his likes, they will enter under the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا اجتهد الحاكم فأصاب فله أجران.
If the judge put the effort and he was right, then he will receive two rewards.
وإن أخطأ فله أجر.
And if he was mistaken, then he will get one reward only.
فهو مأجور على كل حال.
So he is rewarded in anyhow, any case.
والكبر الثاني.
The second type of كبر, pride.
والكبر على الخلق.
It is to be arrogant towards the creation of Allah.
وهو احتقارهم.
And that is to despise and look down upon them.
وهذا ناشئ عن الإعجاب بالنفس.
This emanates from one admiring his own self.
فالإنسان إذا أعجب بنفسه تكبر على الخلق والعياذ بالله.
For the person, if he admires his own self, then he will be arrogant towards the people.
وجاء في الحديث عن النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
There has come in the hadith from the noble prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بحسب امرئ من الشر
it is enough evil in the person
أن يحقر أخاه المسلم
that he will look down and despise his Muslim brother
وأخبر الله تبارك وتعالى عن قوم نوح عليه السلام
and Allah عز وجل informed about the people of نوح عليه السلام
أنه كلما مر ملأ من قومه عليه سخروا منه.
That every time a group of his people passed by him, by Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, they ridicule him, they make fun of him.
فكان نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول.
So Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام used to say to them.
إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون.
If you make fun of us, then surely we make fun of you too as you do.
وهذا ليس من الكبر.
This is not from arrogance.
وإنما هذا من باب الرد على المتكبرين.
This is from the aspect of refuting the arrogant people.
وظن الرجل الذي سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قال لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر.
So this man, when he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say that he will not enter paradise, the one who has within his heart an atom's weight of arrogance, he thought
أن الاعتناء باللباس وغيره أن هذا فيه شيء من الكبر.
That he thought that looking after the way you look, your clothing and all of that, he thought that maybe there is some pride or arrogance in that.
فبين له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هذا خلاف الكبر.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified to him that this is not from كبر.
بل حثه على هذا.
Rather he encouraged him to do that.
وقال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال.
He said to him, surely Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty.
فهو ليس من الكبر.
This is not from arrogance.
ولكن الكبر.
But actually arrogance is.
هو رد الحق.
It is to reject the truth.
واحتقار الناس.
And to despise and look down, belittle the people.
نعم. والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 73.
حديث 73.
عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال.
From Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قد أفلح من أسلم.
Surely he has succeeded, the one who accepted Islam.
ورزق كفافا.
And he was provided that which is enough, sufficiency.
وقنعه الله بما أتاه.
And Allah made him content with whatever He has given him.
أخرجه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه.
Collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih.
أما عبد الله بن عمرو فمر في الحديث الثالث ترجمته.
As for Abdullah ibn Amr, his biography passed in the sixth hadith.
الفلاح هو النجاح.
Success here, فلاح here is to succeed and to win.
وهو الحصول على المطلوب. والنجاة من المحذور.
And that is to achieve what you require and to be saved from what you are afraid of or what you are cautious of.
وحكم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here, he judged.
على أن من حصل هذه الأمور الثلاثة.
That the one, he judged that the one who achieved those three matters here.
فقد فاز فوزا عظيما.
Then he has surely triumphed all the triumph.
فحصل الثواب ونجا من العقاب.
He achieved the reward and he is saved from the punishment.
فحصل له من الرزق ما يكفيه.
So he achieved of the provision, sustenance, that which is enough for
ويكف
him.
وجهه عن سؤال الناس.
And this will make him not beg or ask the people.
ثم تمم الله له
then
القناعة.
Allah عز وجل perfected for him the issue of him being content with what he has.
ومع هذا كله هدي للإسلام.
And with all of that he has guided to Islam.
فقد يكون في غير المسلمين.
So there may be amongst the non-Muslims
من يحصل ما يكفيه ويقتنع به.
Those who get what is sufficient for them of the worldly things and he is satisfied with it.
وقد تجد فيهم من بعض الأخلاق وغيرها.
And you might find within them some manners or some good character, something that you may admire, you like that they have.
ولكن هذا لا يكفي.
But this is not enough.
لابد أن يجمع هذه الأمور الثلاثة.
They have to combine all these three.
وهو الرضا بالله ربا.
That is to be pleased with Allah as a Lord.
وبالإسلام دينا.
With Islam as a religion.
وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا.
And Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet and messenger.
والنقص إما أن يكون بفوات هذه الأمور الثلاثة التي ذكرها في الحديث.
The deficiency will be either by lacking one of these three matters that are mentioned in the hadith.
وهي الهدى إلى الإسلام.
And that is being guided to Islam.
وتحصيل ما يكفيه
and achieving a sufficiency of the provision
والقناعة بما عنده
and to be satisfied and content with what Allah has given you.
فالأول من لا يهدى إلى الإسلام.
So the first one, the one who is not guided to Islam.
وهذه هي الخسارة العظيمة.
This is the supreme loss.
فهذا مهما كانت حالته في هذه الدنيا.
This person, regardless of how his condition is in this worldly life.
فهو إلى شقاوة أبدية.
He will end up in a continuous, endless, perpetual sadness.
وقد يكون الإنسان هدي إلى الإسلام.
And the person may have been guided to Al-Islam.
لكنه ابتلي بالفقر.
But he is tried with poverty.
وليس عنده ما يكفيه.
He doesn't have what is enough for him to live on.
أو عنده ما يطغيه.
Or actually he would have something that will make him, he has a lot that will make him transgress.
ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
Allah عز وجل says.
ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة.
We try you, we test you with good and bad as a test, as an examination.
ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى
and he says سبحانه وتعالى
كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أرآه استغنى
no rather the human being he transgresses his limits if he became rich and wealthy
وقد يهدى إلى الإسلام
and he may be guided to Islam
ويرزقه الله ما يكفيه
and Allah gives him what is enough for him of the provision
لكنه لا يقنع
but he is not satisfied
ويتطلع دائما إلى ما عند الآخرين.
And he is always looking up to what the others have.
ويشكو طول دهره.
And he is complaining all his life.
فهذا أيضا نقص في دينه.
This person also, his religion is deficient.
فالغنى إذن ليس بكثرة المال.
So being wealthy and rich is not really by you having a lot of money.
وإنما الغنى هنا في القلب.
Rather the richness is actually something that lies in the heart.
ولذلك قال الإمام الشافعي.
This is why Imam الشافعي said.
غني بلا مال عن الناس كلهم.
Rich without well without money, unneeded to all the people.
إن الغنى عن الشيء لا به.
Surely you are going to be unneedy when you don't need. Something, not when you want it.
فالإنسان إذا حصل القناعة ارتاح في حياته كلها.
The person, if he achieved content, being content and satisfied, satisfaction, then he's upon goodness.
ويذكرون قصة عن أحدهم.
They mention a story about one of the people.
أنه كان يعمل بصيد السمك.
That he was working as a fisherman.
فيخرج في الصباح فيصيد.
So he goes out
السمك الشيء القليل
in the morning so he catches of the fish whatever you know a little
يكون لغدائه وعشائه فقط
for it's enough the what he catches is enough for his lunch and dinner
ومن الغد يفعل مثل ذلك
the next day he does the same
فجاءه احدهم
one of the people came to him
فقال له لماذا لا تصيد ايضا في العصر
He said to him, why don't you go out and fish after Asr too?
قال ولماذا أصيد في العصر?
He said, why should I fish?
أنا أصيد ما يكفيني.
I am actually getting what is enough. I'm fishing, I'm catching what is
قال
enough.
الذي تصيده في العصر تبيعه.
He said, what you achieve after Asr, what you catch of the fish, then you will sell it.
قال ثم ماذا?
He said, then what I do?
قال يكون عندك مال.
He said, then you will have money.
قال ثم ماذا?
Then what's after that he asked?
قال تشتري فيه مركبا فتدخل إلى عمق البحر فتصيد أكثر.
He said you will buy a boat with that so you go deep in the sea and then you will be able to fish even more and more.
قال فإذا فعلت ذلك يكون ماذا?
He says if I do that then what will happen?
قال تبيع أكثر.
He said you will sell more.
قال ثم ماذا?
Then he said what's after that?
تشتري مركبا آخر.
He said, "You buy another boat,
وتجعل عليه عمالا,
and you have people working for you there,
وتصيد أكثر,
and you will fish and catch more and more fish,
وتبيع أكثر,
and you will sell more,
وهكذا تتسع حالك.
And this way, your provision you will be expanded and extended.
ثم تصير غنيا.
Then you become rich.
قال ثم ماذا?
He said, "Then what after that?"
قال تضع رجلا على رجل وتجلس مرتاحا.
He said, you place one foot, one leg over the other, and then you just sit comfortably.
قال أنا الآن مرتاح.
He said, I'm comfortable now.
يعني ماذا تريد أن تصل إليه في النهاية؟
What is it that you want to achieve in the end then?
الراحة. حصلت الراحة.
Peace, comfort. I already have it.
وطبعا لن يرتاح.
And of course, he will not be comfortable.
سينشغل باله بأمواله وعماله.
He will be too busy. Too busy with his wealth and his workers, and this one stole, and this one, this and that.
فلا شيء مثل القناعة أبدا.
There is nothing that is equal to being content.
سواء كان غنيا أو فقيرا لا شأن له بذلك.
Whether a person is rich or poor, it has nothing to do with that. Content is.
قد يكون غنيا وقنوعا.
He may be rich and content.
وفقيرا وقنوعا.
And he may be poor and content.
فلا تلازم بين القناعة والفقر.
There is no like direct connect between content and poverty. قناعة والفقر.
نعم. الحديث 74.
حديث 74.
عن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال.
From Abi Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said,
جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال.
A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he said,
يا رسول الله عظني وأوجز.
O Messenger of Allah, admonish me and make it short.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم,
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
إذا قمت في صلاتك فصلي صلاة مودع.
If you get up to your prayer, then pray the prayer of the one who's giving farewell, who's departing.
ولا تكلم بكلام تعتذر منه غدا.
Do not speak with words that you will apologize for tomorrow.
واجمع اليأس مما في أيدي الناس.
And resolve or intend to be in despair of the things that the people own, what's in the hands of the people.
وهو الزهد.
And that is to be disinterested in what the people have.
رواه أحمد في مسنده.
Imam Ahmad narrated this in his this hadith in his Musnad.
أبو أيوب الأنصاري هو خالد بن زيد.
أبو أيوب الأنصاري خالد بن زيد.
وهو من بني النجار.
He is from the tribe of بني النجار.
وبنو النجار أخوال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And بني النجار they are the maternal uncles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولذلك لما هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نزل في بني النجار.
This is why when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated to Medina, he stayed. Once he arrived, he stayed with بني النجار.
سؤال.
A question.
من أين صاروا أخوال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
How is it that they became the maternal uncles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
بس واحد. اثنان. ثلاثة. يلا تفضل. ايه لا
due to breastfeeding the answer is no.
كيف
يقول امه من المدينه؟
لا امه آمنة بنت وهب.
No, his mother is
آمنة بنت وهب.
آمنة بنت وهب
من بني زهرة قريشية.
From بني زهرة, she's from قريش.
تفضل. ما له So جد عبد المطلب اقتربت لكن ليس كذلك.
The brother said that عبد المطلب شيبة الحمد he got married from a woman from Medina. So the sheikh said you got close but that
أبوه هاشم. هاشم جد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوج من بني النجار.
هاشم the grandfather of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he married from بني النجار.
وعبد المطلب جد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And عبد المطلب the grandfather of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أخواله بني النجار.
Then his maternal uncles are بني النجار.
ونشأ في بني النجار.
And he was raised in with بني النجار.
وتربى عندهم.
He was raised there. This is عبد المطلب.
ثم جاء عمه المطلب وأخذه إلى قريش.
And then his uncle المطلب he came to Medina and he took him back to قريش back to
فعندما نقول أخوال النبي هم أخوال جده.
when we say the maternal uncles of the Prophet ﷺ, this is because they are the maternal uncles of his grandfather.
فأخوال أبيك أخوالك.
For the maternal uncles of your father, they are your maternal uncles.
وكذلك أخوال جدك أخوالك.
Likewise, the maternal uncles of your grandfather, they are also your maternal uncles.
وجاء أناس من كندة.
There were people that came from the tribe of Kinda
إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما
to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day
فقالوا له أنت منا يا رسول الله
they said to him you are from us from our tribe O Messenger of Allah
لأن إحدى جدات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كندا
because one of the grandmothers of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم she is actually from the tribe of Kinda
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم
So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
لا نتبع أمنا
We do not accuse our mother
ولا ننتفي من أبينا
Or we do not follow her lineage And we do not negate ourselves from our father We don't deny our roots or lineage to our grandfather
وأخبر أنه من كنانة وليس من كندة
And he informed عليه الصلاة والسلام that he is from كنانة not from كندة
على كل حال أبو أيوب الأنصاري
Anyways, أبو أيوب الأنصاري
لما هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المدينة
When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated to المدينة
أول ما نزل نزل في بيته
The first place he stayed in is the home of أبي أيوب الأنصاري
إكراما لأخوال جده
Honoring the maternal uncles of his grandfather عليه الصلاة
وظل عنده
And he stayed living with him
حتى بنى المسجد والحجر اللي هي بيوت أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
until he built the masjid and the rooms the house the chambers the rooms of the wives of the prophet
روى أبو أيوب عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
أبو أيوب narrated from the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
155 حديثا
155 حديث
وتوفي بالقسطنطينية
and he died in the city القسطنطينية
سنة 50
the year 50
في خلافة معاوية
in the caliphate of معاوية
لما خرج الجيش بقيادة يزيد بن معاوية لفتح القسطنطينية
when the army went out with the leadership of يزيد بن معاوية to conquer القسطنطينية Constantinople
وهو أول جيش غزا القسطنطينية
and it is the first army that launched an attack on Constantinople
وقد ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال
and it is established from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said
أول جيش يغزو القسطنطينية مغفور له
the first army that conquers or attacks Constantinople they are forgiven their sins
فكان أبو أيوب الأنصاري ممن استشهد في تلك المعركة
So أبو أيوب الأنصاري was one of those who got martyred in that battle
نعم نرجع إلى الحديث
So we go back to the hadith
التي تضمن ثلاث وصايا
which included three pieces of advice
الوصية الأولى
the first
في موضوع الصلاة
regarding the topic of الصلاة
وأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجل
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he informed the man
بأن يحسن صلاته
that he should perfect his salah
وأن يصلي صلاة مودع
that he should pray the prayer of the person who's giving farewell who's departing
وهذا يستلزم طبعا الخشوع والخضوع بين يدي الله تبارك وتعالى
this necessitates خشوع humility, focus and concentration and خضوع submission in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وأما الوصية الثانية
The second piece of advice
فهي أن يحفظ لسانه
that for him to protect his tongue
فإن لسان العبد ملاك أمره كله
It is to guard his tongue for the tongue of the person is what will control and look after all of the rest of his affairs
ولما سأل معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه
When Mu'adh bin Jabal, he asked, may Allah be pleased with
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
عن أعمال كثيرة
About many actions
فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخرها
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to him towards the end
أملك عليك هذا وأشار إلى لسانه
Control, have full control and ownership over this And he pointed to his tongue
وقال معاذ أو مؤاخذون نحن بما نقول
Mu'adh inquired, are we going to be held accountable and punished for what we say?
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
وهل يكب الناس على مناخرهم في النار يوم القيامة إلا حصائد ألسنتهم
And what is it that will throw or shove the people on their noses or on their faces on the day of judgment except that which is the harvest of their tongues
وهنا أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث
Here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم pointed to and guided in this hadith
أن الإنسان قد يتكلم بكلام
that the person may speak with words
ليس له داع
that uncalled for is no need to say
ثم يحتاج بعد ذلك أن يعتذر
then he would need after this to apologize for what he said
فبدل أن تعتذر
so instead of you apologizing
كان يمكنك السكوت
you were able to just be quiet
حتى لا تصير أسيرا عندما تعتذر إليه.
So that you will not be like a captive with the one whom you are apologizing to.
وقد يقبل اعتذارك وقد لا يقبل.
He may accept your apology and he may not.
وقد يصيبك شيء من الضيق والحرج لأنه لم يقبل اعتذارك.
And you might be going through some gloominess and sadness because he may not accept your apology.
وكان يمكنك أن تكف لسانك ولا تحتاج إلى هذا كله.
You were able to just withhold your tongue and control your tongue and you wouldn't need to all of this.
أما الوصية الثالثة.
As for the third piece of advice.
فهي أن يتعلق قلب العبد بربه تبارك وتعالى.
Is for the heart of the person to be completely attached to his Lord سبحانه وتعالى.
ولا ينظر إلى ما في أيدي الناس.
And he should not look up to what the people have, what they own, what they have in their hands.
ويسأل الله وحده سبحانه وتعالى.
And he would turn to Allah alone asking him.
وقد جاء في الحديث.
And there has come in the hadith.
ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله.
Be disinterested in the worldly things, Allah will love you.
وازهد فيما في أيدي الناس يحبك الناس.
And be disinterested in that which the people own, then the people will love you.
لكنه حديث ضعيف.
But this one is a weak narration.
لكنه مشهور.
But it is famous with the people.
ولا شك أن معناه صحيح.
There is no doubt that the meaning of it is sound.
فالقصد في هذه الوصية من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The objective behind this advice from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here, from this counsel.
ألا ينظر الإنسان إلى ما عند الناس.
That you should not be looking, يعني eagerly to what the people have.
وبالتالي لا يتمنى أن يكون عنده مثل ما عندهم.
And therefore he wouldn't be wishing that he will have like what they have.
فضلا عن أن يتمنى أن يأخذ ما عندهم.
Let alone him wishing that he will take away actually what they actually have in their hands.
وأشر منه.
And more evil than this.
أن يتمنى زواله عنهم ولو لم يحصله هو.
That for him to wish that the people will lose what they have. Of things, even if he doesn't get it himself.
فالمهم أن الإنسان يستغني بالله سبحانه وتعالى.
The point here, the important matter, is that for you to enrich yourself, become rich by being attached to Allah عز وجل and unneedy to others.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 75.
حديث 75.
عن مصعب بن سعد. رضي الله عنه.
From Mus'ab ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him.
طبعا الحديث هو عن سعد نفسه سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه.
So the hadith itself is from the narration of Sa'd that is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas رضي الله عنه.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
هل تنصرون وترزقون إلا بضعفائكم؟
Are you made victorious? Are you provided for except through the weak amongst you?
رواه البخاري